This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, yeah, 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on a fan, and of course worldwide on CBS Sports Network. I think the quote that we shall live by comes from Peter Shue. Who's Peter Shue, you ask? He, of course, dated Madonna back in 1994, and he's trying to sell her panties and other stuff that she left at the crib. Yo, you want your panties back, you got to pay. That's what I'm talking about. Now, America at its best. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
I'm doing great, Craig. I used to have a crush on Madonna way back when in the day, back in the 80s. When I was walking around with my Sony Walkman, it was
you dated Madonna?
I didn't date her. I said, you know, I kind of had to... Hots for her. She was
Madonna.
She was big on the scene.
Borderlining and
your boy Peter King picked me up at the Cincinnati
like
Airport.
Like virgining her face off.
After I was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals in the second round and pissed off and everything else, and he picked me up at the airport. He goes, "What do you listen to?" I said, "Borderline." He goes, "Borderline, what's that?" I said, "That's the new hit album by none other than this chick named Madonna."
Yo, you want your panties back? You got to pay like everybody else.
I think I might buy a pair of those.
Yeah?
You never know.
Madonna's underwear? Anyway, Yankees last night. It's another series loss for Yankees. Then they had to go out to Seattle.
All right, so here's the number. They haven't won a series in 10 series.
They've not won a series in forever and a day. Frazier, of course, gets hit. And they're not good enough. They're just not good enough right now.
But now
whatever
it is,
whether they don't get the pitching, they don't get the hitting one day. Sometimes it's a combination. And they are now 3 games over 500. They're well under 500 over the last 30 games and 40 games. And the question is, like I said yesterday, I didn't think the trades they made were significant. Like, they didn't get an ace. They didn't get a 40-home run guy. That being said,
how many of those guys are available? What they did is they did a good job, kind of mixing and matching. And, you know, they're going to move Headley over to first base. He's going to, I guess he's going to platoon over there. And the fact of the matter is Brian Cashman was aggressive. And he fortified the bullpen, which obviously
he
had to do. So he did that. So he's doing all the right things. Now the question is whether or not this team is going to actually start playing.
Right, because if you're down 6-0 or 6-1, the bullpen don't mean nothing.
And can I say something, man? I mean, you got to play your guys now, right? I mean, I guess Joe Girardi's been around long enough. He knows when he has to kick it in gear.
I mean, he pitch hit, but
I know, but you got to play your guys. I mean, isn't it about winning series now? And this is 10 series in a row, which they have not won. Now, they split with the Red Sox the series prior to this. But at the end of the day, this team has been awful the last 40 games.
Yeah. I mean, awful is the exact word for it, and it's a different problem. You know, every night, and now they're, 4.5 games out?
They didn't get off to the start that they had, they'd be as bad as the Mets are, if not worse. Think about that for a second.
You can't take out a 40-game trunch of a season. I mean, they were 16 games over 500. The problem is
they played 13 games
under 500 since that moment.
That's what I'm...
Since that high-water mark, they've been, record-wise... in the bottom third of baseball.
Yeah, and that's being kind.
And
as the big Yankee fan as you are, you're not concerned about this?
Well, I mean, listen,
how
if you're
you
a Yankee fan, of course you're concerned.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Who are you holding responsible for this?
I don't think you hold anyone responsible
for it. Why? You hold Sandy Alderson responsible for things. You hold Terry Collins responsible for things.
Injuries. That's why. The Yankees have been beset by injuries.
Oh, the Mets haven't had injuries.
I'm not talking about the Mets.
No, but I'm just saying.
Talking about the Yankees.
You seem to blame Sandy Alderson and Terry Collins for everything, all the Met problems, and, of course, Jeff Wilpon. You like to throw him in there.
Yeah.
But now when I go flip it around and say, okay, the Yankees have been 15 games under 500, and I'm like, who are you holding responsible?
Well, you have to hold injuries responsible. That's what you
have
to do.
What injuries?
There's a lot of injuries. They've lost half their team to injuries. Not for as long as the Mets, but they've lost a lot of guys.
Did they lose Cespedes, Harvey, Syndergaard, Did they lose Neil Walker? Did they lose Lucas Duda?
Well, they don't have
weeks?
Those guys on their roster, so Matt's, they did not.
Matt's didn't start the season.
Holiday
Familia's out.
Was out.
Lugo was out at the beginning of the year. I mean, I the reason I bring this up,
yeah,
okay, is, and it's not to, it's not to kill the Yankees, but you know, sooner or later we got to get real around here.
Yeah,
and I know they're the Yankees. I know they're the pinstripes. I know there's a big to do about Frazier wanting to wear number 21 because it was the great Paul O'Neill's number. No, I mean, God Almighty, stop already.
Well, we're gonna have an outfield of 77, 88, 99. I can imagine how good that's gonna look one day.
All right, but here's the deal, man. You know, they you got to hold somebody responsible. I'm still trying to figure out. I haven't heard one iota of criticism towards. Anything
only
with
Chase
regards
Hedley
to the Yankees.
Seems, right?
Well,
seems
Chase
like
Hedley
he,
or Tyler
seems
Clifford.
Seems like Hedley gets all the criticism that Clifford did before he got shipped out.
I mean, Dylan Betances got some of that stuff too, but that's the player stuff. I get that. But I'm like, what's going on here? What
listen,
are we doing?
I think
your team's season is imploding.
I think the last 40 games they've played the way most people expected them to play.
Your
I think
team
I think
season is
I think
imploding.
The anomaly may truly be the first 40 games. Is that possible?
But your
I heard what you said.
Yeah, but you're not like letting it register. I don't you're frustrating
because,
me.
I'll tell you why. Because there are three games out in the loss column, and I still have the belief that they're going to flip that switch, and all of a sudden they're going to win 9 out of 11.
You know what I remember?
I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like, that way.
You remember the Mets are all bowing out their chest down
That's
in spring
right.
training. We're ready. We're going to be the next great team. Blah, 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 blah. So the Yankees get off to a great start. You know who was bowing out their chest? You were.
I wasn't.
Oh, look at the Yankees. They got Aaron Judge and Sanchez. Oh, my God. Blah,
That's
blah, blah.
Right.
And now, let's be real. Can
let's
we just
do
be
it.
Real?
Let's be real.
Let's drain the swamp.
Let's drain
just drain
the
swamp and stop already.
Who's the
stop.
Swamp on the Yankees?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm waiting here.
They have a bunch of guys that aren't performing well, and they have injuries. You put it together, you're going to lose a lot of games.
That sounds
and
like the Mets to me.
Don't call me a biatch. I'm sick of that too, you dummy.
It sounds like the Mets to me.
No, it's much different.
Oh, okay.
Here's
so now
why
the Mets
different.
Are different.
Here's
why
it's
the
different.
Mets different.
Expectation is what changes the difference. The Yankees exceeded expectations and have since come back down to earth. The New York Mets never realized their expectations.
Can I ask you a question?
That's the difference.
Are we talking about
practice?
The New York
no.
Yankees? Are we talking about the New York Yankees?
Talking about the New
how
York Yankees.
How many championships did the New York
27.
Yankees have?
27.
And they have
Spent
no expectations?
Day.
And they have no expectations
they have no
whatsoever?
Expectations for this year. You know it and I know it. They came in as a team that
they
was thought of
no
as
they have no expectations.
They didn't?
Eddie, have you ever heard of a Yankee team that has never had expectations, especially
yeah,
after the great core four teams of the 90s?
Oh, they are the Yankees, angelic choir music. They always have expectations.
Always have expectations.
Always.
Now, you both being
Al,
douchey.
I know you're a Met
doing.
Fan, and I know this guy over here. We have to drain the
oh, yeah.
swamp on
and
this guy.
And another douchey fan. Go ahead.
I mean, do the Yankees have expectations
oh, yeah,
or not?
No.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they have the home run hitting contest, king contest, or king of the king, or whatever. You know what I'm
yes.
talking about.
They,
the winner.
They didn't before the season started.
Correct, sir. Now
but
you're
once
talking.
The season started,
and you have Aaron Judge.
Big expectations.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Yes, I know. And now all of a sudden, listen, Mr. Excuse Maker over here.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
How am I
see
making
it.
Excuses?
You're
They're not
excuse
playing
maker.
Well.
Oh, okay. But
guilty as charged.
I mean, Sandy Alderson sucks.
He does suck.
Terry Collins sucks.
Let me ask you a question.
Jeff Wilpon sucks.
On.
Everybody sucks over there. Meanwhile,
that's right. They all suck.
They've had more injuries than anybody in baseball.
How about this, Brian?
And
Kemp,
now all of a sudden,
okay.
when we talk about the pinstripes and the Yankees, who have no expectations, all of a sudden,
that's right.
Oh, it's an injury here. It's an injury there.
Here's
no,
the difference.
We're not holding anybody. We're not holding anybody
sure
accountable.
Here's the difference. Brian Cashman made a trade.
They have
what the Mets do?
They have. Well, the Mets are going to sell. They'll make some
when?
Trades.
When's that going to happen?
Well, what does it have to happen right now, or
yeah,
do you sit on it and you wait?
Well, what do they?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they know anyone's phone number to make a trade.
Yeah, well, maybe send Addison Reed and Asdrubal Cabrera to the Red Sox. How would you like that, Mr. Yankee fan?
How would you like
fan?
That?
How would you like that?
The New York Yankees at least are trying to
Hold
improve
on.
Themselves.
Hey, Jason.
The New York Mets do
Jason,
nothing.
Jason, get Jason from Brooklyn. What do you got for us?
Jason,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
on the fan, buddy.
Go ahead.
Why are you so salty on the Yankees?
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
trying to be
oh,
real
no,
here,
man.
Jason. You know, you're a Brooklyn guy. You like to be real. You guys over there are always talking about be real, be real, be real. I'm trying to be real. Be real there, Jason. Come on. You know what? Be, and see the forest through the trees.
Come on now. You can't do that. Come on.
No. You come on. I can't. Are you whining? Is a Brooklyn guy whining
yeah,
to
yeah,
me on the radio?
I'm frustrated because my Yankees are doing bad right now.
Right. That's right.
We'll
Thank you for being
it,
real.
I know you get frustrated when the Mets are struggling, right?
So, yeah, but that's my struggle is over. That ended like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, so my season is done.
Before Memorial Day.
I'm already looking forward to football, man. You know what I'm talking about?
You and the 1.2 million Mets fans in this city are waiting for the Jets and Giants to open up camps on Monday, right?
Or yeah, but you surprised me.
How do I surprise you?
You're such a waif.
How am I? A what?
A waif.
Whatever. A waif. I've been called a lot of things. Things that are associated with thin or nothing.
What I mean by thin, like your opinion of the Yankees.
They just made a trade. They're trying to improve themselves.
Your opinion of the Yankees.
At least they're active.
Just will you listen
to me? The Mets sit back and go,
can you shut up for 5 seconds?
Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. Let's bring up Tim Tebow. Let's not bring Rosario up. The Yankees recognize that they're in trouble. So what do? They make a trade.
They're
new
in big
starting
trouble.
Third baseman.
You're gonna have to make a trade for like nine other guys. Hey,
that's
can
right.
I ask you a question?
What?
What I mean by waif, your criticism about the Yankees is thin. It's just thin. It's like it's flimsy. It's waif like. It's just it's not real because you're such a fan that you can't see what the rest of us are seeing.
We all see the same thing.
And I try
mediocre
to be as,
baseball.
Hey, dude, I try to be as objective as anybody else.
Yeah.
I sat here the other day and said, you know what? I turned off Cespedes to watch Judge.
Right.
And I'm a Met fan, and I'm disgusted by Cespedes, although yesterday he played well. So one out of every 10 games,
right,
he'll give you a little bit of an effort, and he'll actually do something for the $25 million
he's making. He actually scored a run yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So at least I'm real about that.
No, you're real about
be
that.
Be real.
What's not real about me saying that you're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Let's go to Richie out in Long Island. Richie, what do you got for Boomer and Carton this morning?
Hello!
Come on, Richie, bring it on. Bring the noise. Let's go.
All right, Boom, listen, I got to tell you right now, my man, it's day and night what you're saying about the comparisons as far as expectations go for the Yankees and Mets, all right? At the beginning of the year, I was not expecting the team to do what they did on the early half of the season. Coming into the second half, this is pretty much what I did expect, okay? Now, the difference between that and the Mets, very simply, we walked into the year with the Mets thinking that they were going to be the runaways in the NL East.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, yeah, okay.
Now,
so
that being said, we have the season. We're only three out of the loss column. And now, yes, they do have expectations, and they are expected to do something because obviously the trade was made.
Right,
that's right.
They made trade to try to get over the hump.
And guess what? It's not happening.
One game.
It's not happening.
They played
I'm just
one
telling you, it's
game
not happening.
Since the trade.
It's just not
and
happening.
And pinch hit.
I mean, you guys around here, you got your head so far up your Yankee tuchus.
You're wrong.
That you can't see what the rest of us are seeing.
You know what it is? I know what it is. You're attacking because you're dissatisfied
Let's
with yourself.
Let's go to Mark in Hoboken, New Jersey. Mark, you're on with Boomer and Carton. What's happening?
Boomer and Carton, what is up?
We my show go. Where is that?
What do you got for
Mr.
us, Mark?
Mark. Where's my show?
I'll tell you exactly what I got. I'm with you, lock, stock, and barrel, Boomer.
Why?
When Craig and the rest of the Yankee fans, I'm not a hater, but I'm definitely a Mets fan. But the last 10 series, they're 0-8-2.
Right.
Boomer, somebody get some math. The last 10 series that the Mets played, I don't even think they're half as bad. And I'm with you, lock, stock, and barrel. How can you lose three starting pitchers,
right,
your star outfielder, and expect to compete on any level, any day, anywhere?
And don't forget they lost their closer, too. Don't forget, hey, he was suspended, and then he came back and had a blood clot in his shoulder.
You're talking about the Mets or the Yankees?
Boomer.
Yes.
I don't want to besmirch anybody's athletic talent, especially professionals, but even when Familia is in, he's a Met.
Yeah, I know. He sucks, too.
Yeah,
so.
He is. It's fine. Hold on.
No. Let's go to Dennis in New Jersey. Dennis, what's happening, bro? I'm going to do this like the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dennis. What do you got?
Non-stop calls?
Yes.
You lost Dennis. Eric.
Dennis, what happened,
no,
man?
You lost him.
You thought I was a phony fan. I'm like, phony fan of what?
Well, I don't know how you're a phony
I come
fan.
Here and the, I come here and I bring the noise every single morning, and I'm just telling you right now, the fact that your team makes a trade shows you how panicky they are.
It's not panicky. Yeah, it's a team that recognizes
they're panicking. They're trying to fill holes.
Let's put ourselves over the edge.
And let's not play our star right fielder because he needs a break.
Well, I agree with you on that. If you had a choice, would you rather your GM sit back and do absolutely nothing or try to do something to improve the team?
Well, look, my team,
Sammy Olsen, I don't even know if he's alive.
He's alive.
Hey, what's he doing?
Oh, he'll make some trades. Don't worry about it.
We're just going to wait till the very end, and then
maybe
and then
you never know. You try to extract the most that you can.
Yeah. How about be active? How about be proactive?
Yeah, he will. But just relax. Why he has to do it?
Yes. So they're trying to patch. Don't you understand?
Did you say Yankees and sinking ship? At least you have some sort of reality going on.
See, the Yankees woke up yesterday, 3 days ago, and they heard the song, "There's a hole in the bucket, there lies a..." So they plugged that hole. Put your finger in the dike and stop the bleeding.
Let's go to Stanley and Hawthorne. Stanley, you're on with Boomer and Carton. What's happening?
Good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Carton.
What
good morning.
Is up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Listen. God rest George Steinbrenner, because if he was alive now, I don't think he would be putting up with Joe Girardi, keep losing series after series, and changing the players constantly every single day, instead of keeping some of these rookies like Frazier and them in the lineup and keep them in the lineup. And the pitching, I don't know what he's doing with the pitching.
Well, you can't blame Joe Girardi for bad starting pitching.
Pitching in the seventh inning, striking out the sides, and then taking him out. But last week, we left him in for the eighth inning. I mean, what is Joe Girardi
That's a Yankee fan right there that's frustrated, and he's real. Now, not like you. Not like you. Why don't you put these freaking glasses on? Put those glasses on, because you can't see anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I can't see what?
Anything. You can't see anything. You don't see the big picture. I knew I was going to come in here this morning, and you were going to try to deflect and distract, and I'm not going to let that happen.
I'm not doing either one of the things.
You got a problem, and you got to handle it. And and if you don't come and bring the noise, and you don't bring the criticisms that you normally bring towards every team, for some reason, maybe because they let you sit in judges' chambers or some stupid thing like that, I'm just telling you. You're doing a disservice to your fans.
What am I supposed to do? They have bad starting pitching in the New York sports landscape. I should attack the Yankees because they didn't get a good job out of their starting pitcher yesterday.
You attack the Mets all the time.
No, I attack the Mets for incompetence. I attack the Mets for not playing fundamental baseball.
They're hurt.
When you lose a game because you don't pitch well or hit well, yes, it stunk. But the Yankees at least are proactive in trying to get better.
All right.
Tell me the last time the Mets. Just tell me this. Tell me the last three New York Met moves. You got nothing. Ugats.
What do you mean I got Ugats? We brought up Hansel Robles and he promptly gave up a home run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.